This is a reading of the vocabulary lesson from the Reconstruction Unit produced by Texas History for teachers. The lesson has three sections. They are vocabulary terms, key people and organizations, and major events. Vocabulary terms. Black codes. Laws passed in the South that discriminated against freedmen, including laws on curfews, laws regulating work and pay, and other restrictions placed on the freedoms of African Americans. Carpetbaggers, an insulting word for Northerners who moved to the South after the war. Those who opposed Reconstruction believed carpetbaggers came to get rich or gain political power. Convict leasing, the practice of leasing inmates to perform forced labor for individuals or private companies. Discrimination. Unfairly treating a person or groups of people differently from other people based on characteristics such as race, age, or gender. Emancipation. The freeing of enslaved people by the authority that held them. Loyalty oath. A promise or oath required of all who fought or aided the Confederacy, promising to never fight against the U.S. Martial law. Military rule imposed on citizens instead of civil law and government. The South was placed under martial law after the Civil War. Poll tax. A voting qualification under the 15th Amendment that required a person to pay a tax in order to register to vote. Reconstruction. The post-Civil War period from 1865 to 1876. The U.S. readmitted the Southern states to the Union, rebuilding the nation after the Civil War. Scalawags. Insulting name for white Southerners who supported Reconstruction efforts. Sharecropping. A system of agriculture in which a landowner allowed a tenant farmer to use land in exchange for a share of the crop. Key people and organizations. Edmund Davis. Appointed governor during Reconstruction under martial law and later elected governor, serving from 1870 to 1874. Freedmen's Bureau, an agency set up in 1865 to assist formerly enslaved people in obtaining relief, land, jobs, fair treatment, and education. Ulysses S. Grant, 18th President of the U.S., elected in 1868. He campaigned on his Civil War experience as commanding general of the Union forces. Andrew Johnson, 17th President of the U.S. He assumed this role after the assassination of Lincoln, serving 1865 to 1869. Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the U.S., serving during the Civil War. He emancipated enslaved people and was assassinated in 1865. Ku Klux Klan, a secret terrorist organization in the U.S., made up of white people who are opposed to people of other races. Major events. 13th Amendment. Officially abolished slavery in all parts of the U.S. after the Civil War. 14th Amendment. Granted U.S. citizenship to all formerly enslaved people. 15th Amendment. Gave voting rights to all African American men. Juneteenth, a holiday celebrated on June 19th to commemorate the emancipation of enslaved people in the U.S. First celebrated in Texas in 1865, Juneteenth became a federal holiday in 2021 and is now celebrated across the U.S. This concludes the vocabulary lesson.